This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Cheryl Snyder. Joining me now on the program are Emily Ricci and Kim Mosseth from Cancer Connection, who are here to tell us about this year's Beat the Odds race. Hello, Emily, and hello, Kim.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi. Well, Emily, let's start with you. Can you tell us about all the work that Cancer Connection does around Southeast Alaska?
Yeah. So my name is Emily Ricci, and Cancer Connection, I'm on the board of Cancer Connection, and Cancer Connection is a local nonprofit, a grassroots nonprofit based right here in Juneau. And our mission is really to help support cancer survivors and their families across Southeast Alaska. So we have a couple of different programs that we do to achieve that. We have monthly survivorship groups where people can come together and talk with other people who may be dealing with similar issues. We also have a Let's Talk program where we'll connect someone who's been diagnosed with another individual that may have a similar diagnosis or circumstance, so they can really ask questions that are fairly specific and unique to their specific situation. And then we have a apartment in Seattle with subsidized rent available for individuals who need to get treatment down there. And we also have a travel reimbursement program as well for travel costs for people that need to travel. So really a lot of different ways we try to support the community here in Juneau and across Southeast Alaska.
Mm-hmm. And about how many individuals make use of these services each year?
Oh, hundreds. Each year, I would say, with the various services. And we get people contacting us from communities across Alaska, you know, Wrangell, Petersburg, Haines, whether they're traveling to Juneau for treatment here. Radiation oncology now is provided in town and has been for a couple of years. We see people traveling here for that, or whether they're traveling down to Seattle as well.
How has COVID impacted or changed the way that you provide services to individuals?
Oh, COVID, you know, getting a cancer diagnosis is devastating. And that is just an intense, scary, ever-shifting experience. And then to add COVID on top of that, particularly if you're just beginning treatment or in the middle of treatment, I always like to say that COVID makes every decision challenging because there's now risk involved in almost any interaction. And when that risk involves someone who may have a weakened immune system, there's so many things to consider. So we initially saw a drop in people utilizing some of the apartment and the travel reimbursement programs, but we're starting to see that pick up again. And we've moved online for our survivorship meetings. So we just had our last one this month on Tuesday, but we have survivorship meetings. They're offered over Zoom. I've facilitated a couple of them, and it's pretty fun. So they are the third Tuesday of every month. And if you think that that's something that you would benefit from, you could just reach out to Cancer Connection and we will send you a link to those meetings.
How has the Zoom meetings impacted the participation level at those meetings?
To be honest, we've mostly gotten ladies. And I know that there are a lot of men that would benefit from these meetings as well. So we'd encourage everyone to participate in these.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing about all the services of Cancer Connection. You have a big fundraiser coming up. I imagine this provides an important portion of the funds needed to do the work that you do. Beat the Odds race. This is something that's been in existence for a few decades at least. What can you tell us about how this year's event is going to go? Kim, do you want to take that one?
This is Kim. I'm also a board member with Cancer Connection. This year is the 29th annual Beat the Odds, a race against cancer. And this year will be virtually. People can come anytime during the day, starting Saturday, August 22nd, through the following Saturday, August 29th. We will have two courses available, a 2-mile walk and a 5K race that will receive NAO Cup points for any runners out in the community. The course will be marked. We encourage people to acknowledge social distancing rules that we have in place in the community. We encourage people to register online at our Cancer Connection website. We have t-shirts available for the first 300 registrants and we started distributing those t-shirts this week. And anyone that is looking to pick up a t-shirt so that they can wear during their walk or race, they can pick it up between noon and 2 this week at the Cancer Connection office.
Okay, great. So participants have a full week to do whatever they're going to do, either walk or run a 2-mile walk or a 5K race. They register online, but then once they've done their thing, once they've walked or run, how do they log that with you?
So the walkers don't need to log their time with us. They just go out and run or walk at their leisure. We're not going to monitor if they've actually walked or not. That's fine. The runners, however, need to submit their times via a link on the Cancer Connection website. That way they can still get their points. And everybody that's registered will be eligible for some fabulous door prizes that we have. And we'll be drawing names for that after the event ends. So sometime after the 29th, and winners will be contacted via email or phone, and we'll also put a list of winners out on the Cancer Connection website.
Okay, terrific. Now, the registration fee, that's the fundraising portion for you, at least a piece of that. How much are you hoping to raise this year in the event?
Well, that's a good question. The fee for adults this year is $25 and $20 for youth, which is kind of on par with what we've done in the past. And so far with our pre-registrations, we're really happy with the numbers that we're seeing. We, like I said, only are guaranteeing shirts for the first 300 registrants, but we still have shirts available. Some people have chosen not to have shirts, but we still have enough shirts available. And I just encourage those of you that want one of our lovely teal t-shirts this year to get online and register and come in and pick up your t-shirt as well, so that you have a better chance of getting the size that you want.
Okay, terrific. Have we missed any details about the event you think participants need to know?
Well, probably.
Well, where can interested people go to get more information?
At the Cancer Connection website. But I guess I should mention that the course is pretty similar to recent years. So we start at the Riverbend School covered playground, and the course will be marked with chalk and with signs out there. And so people can come out anytime, starting Saturday morning on August 22nd. And our website is cancerconnectionak.org.
Okay. Emily, anything more that you wanted to share?
I would just add that if you have any questions, I know, you know, some people may not be as comfortable with the internet as others. You can also give us a call at 907-796-2273. So that's 907-796-2273.
Okay, well, I commend your organization for getting so creative on how to pull this race off this year. I know it's an important one for many to be involved with, and of course, really important for your organization to raise the funds to support those who have cancer and their families. So thank you both for being on the program today, Emily Ricci and Kim Mosseth from Cancer Connection.